This is TWiT.
Always love seeing the good work that The Information does. That's why I subscribe to The Information. And they broke an interesting story a few days ago, an exclusive Apple Eyes streaming bundle for TV, music, and news.
Shocked.
Yeah, we need it. There's subscription fatigue is real, Leo. You can't just subscribe to everything. It gets so expensive.
Remember, they're beefing up Apple News. They acquired Texture. They've made deals with Oprah and a bunch of other people to make content.
They have Apple Music.
As a first step toward the new offering, this, by the way, I should give credit to Jessica Tunkel, who's writing this in The Information. Apple's expected to launch a digital news subscription service next year. The service would combine Apple News with a magazine subscription service acquired by Apple in March, Texture. As a next step, so this is all kind of distant future, Apple's looking to bundle the digital news subscription with video content it's begun producing. So that might be a year off. And, of course, your Apple Music subscription. It's unclear when Apple will unveil a new subscription offering, she writes. The company would also continue to allow subscribers to... Now, this is important, to sign up for each separately. So you didn't have to buy the bundle, but the bundle will be available. You could still say, I just want Apple Music. I think that's actually pretty smart. And it's what you... Yep. I think, Alex, yep. you've been saying this. That's what they would do all along.
It just makes sense to just say, oh, I want to pay $15 a month or $20 a month or whatever that number is. I think if it goes over $20 a month or, well, $30, I think is probably the outer edge of what you'd get for solving all your content needs.
Probably 10 bucks separately, so together 20 or 25 or whatever.
Yeah, I think 20. Sense. I think if you got up to above 30, you'd have a problem.
No, that's too much. 20, below, I would do.
20, I think, would be easy. 15 would be like, holy smokes.
Texture is $10. The music is $10.
Yeah.
If you threw in news and movies, and it was 20. Still 20,
oh, man.
That's a good price,
that's
right?
That's a great price.
And their TV offering is minimal because, again, they have no back catalog the way Netflix and other companies do.
Right.
And if they beta, the real strength there would be to beta it with the music, you know, the tens of millions of people they already have in music, you know, say, we're going to give it to you all for, you know,
so Apple, of course, declined to comment, but the Jessica says her sources inside Apple are telling her this is something they're looking at.
It kind of makes sense that they'd be looking at the success of the Amazon Prime model and saying, well, what if you give us a fixed amount of money every month and we just give you a boatload of features and we keep adding to those features as we keep going on, but we don't charge you $90 to start and keep upping it every few years.
Because people are happy to pay Amazon Prime for $90 a year.
So if it's an attractive package, Amazon got me because it wasn't any one specific thing. It was just the idea of look at all that I get for this annual fee. And the fact that it wasn't, here's X dollars a month you're spending on this that you might be using this month, you might not be using. If I just simply accept that I'm going to be spent, this is part of my yearly budget, it's just sort of easy to swallow. So you think about what are people's biggest complaints about Apple services? And one of them is this really, really stingy amount of storage you get on iCloud. Well, what if as part of this package, you were getting music, you were getting TV, but you were also getting 500 gigabytes of iCloud storage and a really good rate every time you wanted to increase it, particularly if you wanted to increase it so that you could back up an iOS device?